Now, how much vitamin C should we take every day? Yes, you probably heard this all before, but it's been a while, and some of us still aren't doing it. We can't get enough of this nutrient from orange juice? Well, as textbooks of human genetics, pediatrics, and internal medicine all tell us, the human need for vitamin C is not a nutritional problem, it's a genetic problem. That without exception, everyone of us has, everybody who's human, so all you space aliens listening, that doesn't count, but everyone who's human, the biochemical inability to manufacture vitamin C internally that all humans are missing. That's the biochemical inability. I should have said that all humans share. Nearly all other animals synthesize vitamin C inside their own bodies from glucose, blood sugar, by an identical to all species series of all of four enzymes. Yep, if you're a cat, a dog, an elephant, a bird, a horse, a cow, nearly all other species need no vitamin C in their diets at all because their own bodies make it. When stressed in any way, all other animals start making a lot more vitamin C than they did when they weren't stressed. Yes, right in their very own livers. Greatly increased quantities of vitamin C to combat that stress. Now, does that tell us a little bit about what vitamin C might be good for? Because the stress could be, emotional stress, but it could also be, a toxin stress. It could be a viral stress. It could be anything that stresses the body. Let's take herbicides and pesticides, huh? No, let's take them away. And that's what vitamin C helps to do in animal bodies. Because their livers go, and detoxify that garbage. Now, human liver cells contain the first three enzymes of the vitamin C synthesizing series, but the fourth enzyme is totally missing. When humans are stressed, the activity of those first three enzymes is greatly increased, but no vitamin C is produced since that fourth enzyme is missing. Unlike animals, we are genetically prevented from producing one of the most important anti-stress and detoxifying molecules present in all of nature. It's called vitamin C, because for humans it's a vitamin, but for all these other animals, it's just plain old ascorbic acid. The human need for ascorbic acid is an inborn error of metabolism. Fortunately, it's a survivable genetic disease because there's usually just barely enough vitamin C in our diets to prevent actual death from this genetic defect. Everybody knows, I'm sure, that the only people who have died of total ascorbic acid insufficiency are people who centuries ago took long trips on the ocean and they died of something called scurvy because they couldn't make their own vitamin C internally. Humans are actually mutants, not able to make vitamin C internally, as do the large majority of all living creatures on planet Earth. When animals are invaded by viruses, bacteria, carcinogens, toxins, herbicides, pesticides, anything that might kill them if not eliminated or detoxified, their bodies immediately start to synthesize 5, 10, 20, 50 times as much vitamin C to help detoxify and get rid of whatever the germ or toxin may be. Human bodies try to make more vitamin C, but they can't. Now that explains why Dr. Frederick Klenner, the pioneer in use of high-dose intravenous ascorbic acid, could be sodium ascorbate too, just so that ascorb is in there. That's why it explains why Dr. Fred Klenner back in the 1940s, this information has been around since then, and what are we doing with it? Virtually nothing. Dr. Frederick Klenner was able to cure a 5-year-old girl whose legs were paralyzed by polio, restoring her health entirely. And not just this one girl, but many, many other cases of polio cured. Other viral diseases cured. Yes, that's cured by Dr. Klenner in this way with high-dose intravenous ascorbic acid. Or sodium ascorbate, whichever, often over 70 grams a day intravenously, include hepatitis, herpes simplex, herpes zoster, shingles, mumps, measles, mononucleosis. He also used high-dose intravenous vitamin C to help rid people's bodies of various toxins, including toxic metals, carbon monoxide, and poisons, including black widow spider bite. Very importantly, none of Dr. Klenner's patients had adverse effects from these high doses given intravenously. None. Zero. Dr. Klenner was so successful because he was copying what nature and creation has done to protect the vast majority of living species from all of these health hazards. Remember, humans have the first three enzymes needed to make vitamin C from blood sugar, and these three enzymes start going to work to make vitamin C from blood sugar just as all the other species do, but that fourth enzyme in humans is missing. Stepping in with high-dose intravenous vitamin C makes up for that missing enzyme. Yes, very many of us swallow extra vitamin C when we're not feeling well, and it helps. But as nearly everyone knows, our intestines can't absorb the 40 to 80 gram doses needed to handle the more serious infections or toxic exposures. For those, high-dose intravenous vitamin C is the best and most effective option. As you've heard before, a few years ago, I had a relatively severe poisoning, food poisoning, that is. The symptoms came on rapidly, included the intense nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea usually found with food poisoning. Fortunately, it was morning when the Toma Clinic was open. As standard of care emergency rooms, yep, they're the standard of care, all right, they still haven't learned to use high-dose intravenous vitamin C 60 years after Dr. Klenner's many reports. Holly, my wife, called ahead to the clinic, then drove me there. I got a 50-gram intravenous dose within 45 to 50 minutes. Now, within 1 hour, and that's 1 hour after the IV started, 60 minutes, all the symptoms were gone. I'm not kidding. They were simply gone. No more nausea, no more vomiting, no more feeling toxic, no more diarrhea, just gone. Now, 60 years after Dr. Klenner's reports, only one medical school in these United States has had the sense and the courage necessary to do research and report about high-dose intravenous ascorbate. In 2017, no less, last year, only some 60 years after Dr. Klenner reported, researchers at Eastern Virginia Medical School reported about the use of high-dose intravenous vitamin C, given along with thiamine, vitamin B1, another vitamin recommended by Dr. Klenner to accompany high-dose vitamin C, and cortisol. Now, that's identical to natural cortisol, the anti-stress hormone, not a patentable version. They reported on all that in the treatment of septic shock, an often fatal condition. They compared the outcome of 47 septic shock patients given this treatment to the outcome of 47 septic shock patients given standard of care treatment in the Eastern Virginia Medical School Hospital Intensive Care Unit. Now, in that Eastern Virginia Hospital Intensive Care Unit, using standard of care, 19 of 47 of the patients given standard treatment died. That's 40.4%. In the ones who got the Dr. Klenner type treatment, high-dose intravenous vitamin C with thiamine and cortisol, 4 of 47, that's 8% died in the high-dose, in that high-dose vitamin C group. That's almost 80% less deaths. That should have been all over the newspapers, just like it should be all over the hospital emergency rooms. But it's not. Can't patent the darn thing. That's almost 80% less deaths with the Dr. Klenner-inspired treatment. Well, let's go back to what we should be doing for ourselves to copy what nature and creation do for all of those species that make their own vitamin C on demand, internally. How much vitamin C should we take and how often to stay as healthy as we can? Well, Linus Pauling, the famous dual Nobel Prize winner, told us to take as much as we can without our intestines complaining. You know about those complaints, gas, loose bowels, stuff like that. And that's only a fraction of what other animals' livers can do. Well, for most adults, that amounts to between 4 and 8 grams a day. That's a lot of ascorbate, a lot of sodium ascorbate, which is, of course, the alkaline type that doesn't bother anybody's tummy. Now, a few other scientists who've seriously studied this question point out that on an equivalent weight basis with animals, such as gorillas and apes, with animals that do synthesize their own vitamin C, not gorillas and apes, they don't either. Healthy adult humans would, if not for a genetic defect, produce from 2 to 4 grams of vitamin C daily. Other scientists have observed that adult gorillas, here we go with the gorillas, another non-vitamin C synthesizing species, living in an area identical to the original human environment, well, they eat approximately 3 to 4 grams, that's not milligrams, that's grams of vitamin C daily calculated on a human weight basis. Our only precaution is that individuals who have formed calcium oxalate kidney stones or come from families who've had them should limit supplemental vitamin C unless they're working with a healthcare professional knowledgeable in nutritional therapy, who will tell us, by the way, that if we take extra B6 and magnesium, why, then we can get around the problem. But talk with a healthcare professional about that if you have calcium oxalate kidney stones. Okay, folks. Vitamin C, ascorbate, ascorbic acid is a very big deal for staying healthy. There was a study reported from somewhere in Southern California Medical School. I forget which medical school. They had cooperation from a fairly large number of individuals who wrote down every day what they ate and the vitamins they took. And that study went on for a few years. That's a lot of cooperation, but they got it. What they found is that the men who took vitamin C every day, when they extrapolated from the data they had from the collection, could expect to live 6 years longer. I did say 6 years longer. They also reported that women who did that could expect to live 1 or 2 years longer. That's sexist and unfair. Where's the Seattle City Council? Oh, well, nature's unfair. Women outlive men anyway. So if men can pick up another 5 or 6 years, they can catch up with ladies a little. And that just comes from taking our vitamin C every day, guys. And ladies, we can live a year or two longer with just that one measure. There's other things you can do to help, too.